It's that favorite time of the show where we dive into the wheat markets. Kim, where are we with the wheat markets right now?
Well, prices are relatively good. You look at Panhandle and Snyder, you got about $6.15 for forward contracted wheat for harvest delivery. You come over to Medford, it's at $6.30. That basis is a minus 15 at Medford and a minus 30 at Panhandle and Snyder. Now, you go back last year, you had the Snyder price at $4.55, you had the Panhandle price at $4.65, and the Medford price at $4.75. So we got about $1.50 or better price this year. One other thing I need to point out is you got a minus 15 and a minus 30 basis now for the 21 crop. You had a minus 25, a minus 35, and a minus 45 basis last year. So stronger basis, better price this year.
So would it be safe to say that there's that cautious optimism? And then on top of that, what should producers do with that cautious optimism?
Well, I think there's some potential in the market. You look at the price outlook. Oh, I'd say plus a dollar if the weather doesn't cooperate. If the weather forecast is right, we have above average temperature, below average moisture, we're going to have a short crop. The market needs our crop. And you lose a little bit in Russia in the Black Sea area, we could pick up a dollar. However, weather cooperates around the world, you got a big crop coming on, I think we can lose a dollar too. So I think producers need to look at this, and there's a lot of variability in our risk in the market, but there's also opportunity.
So what should producers do whenever it comes to putting a price on their wheat?
Well, they can forward contract. Yeah. What would you have done last year if you could have gotten $6 wheat?
That's true.
So I think, you can forward contract, but you can also buy put option contracts and put a minimum price on it.
So when it comes to that question, which put should they use?
Well, it depends on how much they want to spend and what kind of minimum price they want to establish. Say they want to establish a minimum price somewhere around, $5.60. Well, that July contract and the September contract, you look at those two prices, they're within 2 cents of each other, $6.45 and $6.47 right now. So you can buy a $6.40 put. It's going to cost you about 54 cents for the July contract, 58 cents for the September contract. I'd spend 4 more cents to get 2 more months coverage out there. You use maybe a minus 25 basis, that 58 cent premium, you got $5.60 minimum price there, $5.57 in one, $5.61 on the other. So I think I'd look at that, but you can, if you don't want to spend, around 60 cents, you can buy an out of the money. Say go down to $5.60 put, it's going to cost you 22 cents for the September contract. Is going to cost you about 20 cents for the July, 2 cents for 2 more months. I'm going to do that. That's going to give me a minimum price of $5.13. So for 20 cents, 25 cents, I can get a higher price than I had last year. So I think they want to consider that. So it's just how much you want to spend and what kind of coverage you want.
It's kind of nice to have options this year, isn't it?
I think if you're going to use options, this is a good year, but you got to remember, if you use that 560, you're out of the money almost a dollar. That means the market's got to drop a dollar before that even starts to pay off. You got the protection, but you're also giving up that 20 cents. Is it worth it?
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.